Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman. Let's talk a little bit about ASP.NET Web Forms. It's a familiar model that lets you reuse controls and incorporate data into your website. I'll load up Visual Studio Express, and I'll make a new project. We'll select ASP.NET Web Application. We'll store a list of people in a database. Here's the default website I get when I make a new Web Forms application. Let's run it and see what it looks like. And our basic application has two web pages. I can make my edits in the source view or in the visual designer. Web Forms uses a visual control model to represent the functionality and the HTML of different elements on your page, like grids, text boxes, and buttons. For example, I can drag in a button and a text box. That button has a series of events, like button click. In the button click event, I might change the text box's text. Now I can run my application again, click on my button, and something happens. ASP.NET Web Forms hides a lot of HTML and some of the complexity from you. I'll delete this button and text box. I'll use the Entity Framework to access my database. Add, New Item, Data, and I'll name my new Entity Data Model People. I can create an empty model or generate one from a database. I'll use a database that I have on my SQL Express instance called People, and save the connection in my web config. My database has a table called People that I'll add to my database model. I can see in the visual designer that my person has first name, last name, and age, and that ID is a primary key. If I return to my page and look at my toolbox, I can see I've got a whole series of controls, including controls that manage data. I'll pull in an entity data source and configure it. Notice that I'm doing everything visually using controls in a surface. I could switch and look at source code, a split view, or a design view if I choose. I'll configure my data source by pointing it to my people database. I'll be using the people entity set, and I'll turn on automatic inserts, updates, and deletes. Now I've configured my entity data source. I need a grid view to display the data. I'll point it to my data source. Notice that the columns in my database automatically appear in the grid view. I want this grid to do paging, sorting, editing, and deleting. Now I'll drag a details view in so that I can create a form that will allow me to add new items to the grid. I'll choose the same data source, enable inserting, and I'll look at the properties of my details view. By default, it'll be read-only, but I'll select Insert so that our control will support inserting new records. I don't need an ID because those are automatically created, so I can edit the fields. And in this visual dialog, I can remove those fields and hit OK. Finally, when my details view is done inserting, I'll update the grid. So in the item inserted event, I'll say gridView.databind. Let's run our application and see how it works. I'll type some information in my text boxes, hit insert, and it appears in my grid. My grid is sortable, editable, updatable, and items can be deleted. You can see that ASP.NET Web Forms uses a familiar control model, drag and drop, and visual designers that allow you to create dynamic websites without worrying too much about HTML. This simple demo just shows you the tip of the iceberg. There's a rich ecosystem of controls around ASP.NET WebForm and a lot of resources on the ASP.NET website, including videos, tutorials, and sample code. I encourage you to check them out. Have fun!